Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind.
Some might say interesting. Some say informative. Sadly, none of those statements relate to Paddy and Rob. Just ask Neil from Terrigal.
Hey guys, how are you?
Not bad, yourself?
Not too bad. I thought I might give you a ring since nobody else is doing it.
Oh, you, all right. You didn't have to say that. Okay. Oh, geez. Bring the show down already.
hey, Rob, how good were those Panthers, mate? Friday night.
Are you going to hang up on him?
By the way, Neil, you're only our second choice.
Okay. The boys really enjoyed playing Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way. The studio was cranking.
Is that on your list, buddy, for make-out songs?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Big Mountain. I love the Rastafarian feel on that one, because Peter Frampton first did that.
You've got a real soft centre, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. You might think... Yeah,
I mean, it's hard
like
to see.
On concrete, but inside there's a little bit of marshmallow. Oh. And that's not having a go at my anatomy either.
Brendan from Bateau Bay called about accidents on the job site.
On an Allianson ceiling trimmers, I'm right-handed, put the gun in my left hand, slipped. And shot myself through three fingers on my right hand.
Oh, through three.
Oh, still on the job site, and Rob will wear a bib and brace.
Hair on yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do many people wear those now?
I only put them on with a long-sleeve shirt if I have to crawl on my belly under the house.
Oh, right.
Because I can't stand the thought of anything getting up my shorts.
Oh, that's right. So. Gone are the good days, eh? Gone are the good days.
Used to just go under the house for a good time.
A public holiday has been declared for next Thursday, and Andrew from Budgieboy, well, he's concerned.
Patrick, a question for you, my friend. What's the chance of part-time Palmer turn up on Friday next week?
Please. Andrew
hold the line.
Hang on. Because you me. Right, OK, thanks, guys.
After taking his wife to Terrigal, Paddy changed his ice cream selection from bubblegum to vegan watermelon. Paddy, I'm surprised.
And then Kirst got up and he reckons that, because she was very attractive, that's the only reason I changed my mind. But we've got Anthony in North Gosford. G'day, Anthony.
What's your ice cream of choice, Anthony?
Mate, I love bubblegum. I don't know what you... No way. No age limit for ice cream.
Jeez, you two deserve each other.
What are you doing tonight, Anthony?
Paddy sure likes his ice cream. He'll even have it fried.
You know why? They had no fried ice cream balls where we were. You haven't had one of those?
I wouldn't even entertain the thought of having one.
Oh, my God, this bloke is un-Australian.
Fried ice cream ball?
Yeah, what do? They get this ice cream ball.
Good luck to you, Elvis.
Good on you, Chris. Chris from Point Clare has a new dog.
What breed of dog you got, Rob?
He's a blonde Kelpie.
All right, yeah, they're a working dog, aren't they?
Yep.
Unlike its owner.
Speaking of animals, there's an issue at the Palmer household.
She's disturbed because there's this noise in the roof.
Oh, that's dangerous.
So I said, oh, Gwen.
Could be one of those man-eating snakes.
No. It's like, it does this.
Oh, that's a possum.
Yeah, but is it?
Oh, I know my possums.
Well, could that animal in the roof be something else?
Yeah, but how do you know it's a rat or how do you know it's a possum?
It's a possum.
You see?
You know how you said it? If it went... That's a rat.
Mr. Overseas, he called about complaints received since granting the public holiday next week.
And geez, haven't I started a seismic tsunami of statements of dissatisfaction since I said on September 22nd, we are having a day off.
And finally, Rob Palmer, who is well known, by the way, for taking days off, read aloud a text received from Mr. Gerard, sent immediately after hearing Thursday, September 22, was going to be a public holiday.
Buddy, the PM has given us a public holiday on September 22 to mourn Her Majesty. I'm reading this text I got from Paddy. Arise, Sir Albo. Why don't we ask Jace, our boss, if we can take the Friday off as well, September 23?
No!
Therefore, we can have a long weekend after we finish on air. Thoughts, my learned friend, he says.
You know, that was in the cone of silence,
where
pal.
Where did that come from, Mr. Part-Time Gerard?
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more of Paddy and Rob Palmer, you can get the boys on the free listener app, LISTNR.